Hey, so maybe you're like me and you sometimes I'm not sure what you should read in the Bible. You want to get into the word, you want to have a daily time in the word, you want to have some type of a routine. What do I do? Maybe you just finished a Bible study and you're like, I don't know what to do now before the next Bible study starts. Or maybe you are trying to get into a routine and you just don't know where to begin. Or maybe you didn't like what you were doing before and you're looking to switch it up to do something new. Today, I am going to talk about a very simple approach to reading the Bible that will always give you something to read on a given day. It does not matter where you are, what Bible you have, if you're in between a study, if you want to add something to your regular daily routine, if you don't have a routine, it doesn't matter. This works for everything, every time, any situation, and it will solve the problem of, I don't know what to read. I know I want to be in the Word, but I don't know what to read. So here's the tip. And it's so beautifully embedded into God's Word. I just love it. So thank you so much, Jesus, for giving us this to solve all of our problems. First of all, this is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. And not the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. This is just the Dwelling Richly podcast right now. And for the next 130 days or so, I'm going to be going through the Word of God with you and giving you some ideas and tips and thoughts and ways that you can dwell richly in the Word and let the Word of Christ dwell in you from Colossians chapter 3, 16. If you haven't already subscribed, also, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please make sure you're doing that. It super duper helps. Also, if you will leave a comment and rate this, give me a 5-star rating or whatever it is your platform allows for. And if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on Google, if you do on Spotify, Audible, all the things, just leave a comment, say hi, and share it. It really does help. Helps other people find it and enjoy it as well. All right, what's the tip? I'm going to get to the tip. Here it is. God has already planned into the Word a routine for you, and it's super simple to find. Open your Bible to about the middle and open up to the book of Proverbs. There are 31 Proverbs, and guess what? On most months, there's 31 days in a month. That means if you open up Proverbs and you just read that proverb for that day, there you go. It's rich, it's beautiful, it's God's word. It always has something practical to offer, and it just brings you right back to the beauty of letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So today happens to be the 1st of May. There are 31 days in May. So if you began today and you read a proverb a day at the end of the month of May, you would be done reading the entire book of Proverbs. It also works well if you're just in the middle of any given month on any given day, let's say June 14th, for example. You could just open up your Bible and say, you know what? I don't know what to read. It's June 14th. I'm going to open up to Proverbs chapter 14. And I'm just going to read that proverb. You can read it from a Bible app. You can read it from any Bible you happen to have on hand. You can read any version, fairly easy to understand. It'll always give you something practical to come back to. And it's just a great way to approach the Bible. So today, in this episode of the Dwelling Richly podcast, we are going to read Proverbs chapter 1. It has 33 verses in it. I'm going to read from the New International Version today. You can pick any version you want to read along. I'm going to share a couple thoughts as we go and wrap up with a concluding thought as well. Open up your Bible to Proverbs chapter 1. Follow along, whatever translation you're reading from, and let's get into the word. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Love it. You know what I love about it? From the very beginning, it tells you who's talking, what his life was like in a sense, and who he's talking to. He's going to get to that in just a minute. But this is a guy named Solomon. He was a third king of Israel. We have King Saul, then we have King David, and then David's son is Solomon. And Solomon writes most of these proverbs addressed to his own son, although they're meant to be to all of those who are reading it. And so here we go. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Beautiful way to begin. Proverbs chapter 1 just sets everything up for us so simply. And then Proverbs 7, if you haven't already committed that to memory, this would be a wonderful verse for you to commit to memory. Let's continue on. And I'll talk about that verse also at the end again. Verse 8, listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit, we will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder, cast lots with us. We will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Verse 20. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you, who are simple, love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when a disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call out to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of the fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and will be at ease without fear of harm. So here we go. That's Proverbs chapter 1. Super straightforward. As I'm reading, I'm hoping that you are also seeing and hearing yourself, your life situation, what you're dealing with, because I'll tell you what, getting into the Proverbs is such a practical way to approach every aspect of your life. The relationships you have with your husband, the relationships you have with your family members, your relationships with your friends, your way you engage at work with your boss, with your coworkers, just life in general, walking around, how you engage in general. Let's go back to verse 7. I kind of emphasized it as we were going through. Didn't kind of emphasize it. I encourage you to memorize this verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here we go. We go back to the very beginning. The fear of the Lord. This is not the on a scaredy cat type of fear. This is the fear that means respect and reverence and being in awe of, understanding the great value and importance and severity of something, right? God. Fear God. Know God. Understand the truth of who He is. The fear of the Lord, what is that? It's the beginning of knowledge. That's where knowledge begins. And the opposite of that is a fool. The fools are the one who despise wisdom. They despise instruction. Not so those who fear the Lord. They start off with knowledge. They gain their wisdom. They gain instruction from them. And then we move into this crazy, you know, these schemes of these people who want to cast lots and go in with the, you know, bad guys and all that ill-gotten gain and everything like that. And then wisdom calls out. She doesn't have to hide. she's in the public square calling out plainly for all to see and will mock anybody basically who falls prey to their own disaster because they have no one to blame for themselves, right? The waywardness of the simple will kill them. The complacency of fools, verse 32, will destroy them. But whoever listens to me, this is wisdom speaking as if she was a woman crying out into the in the public square. Whoever listens to me will live where? In safety. They're not going to constantly be living in fear of the world. They're going to be at ease. It's going to be simple for them. Why? Because they don't have to fear harm. Why? Because they chose the correct thing to fear, and the correct to fear is the Lord. L-O-R-D in all caps in this verse is Yahweh. Whenever you seek all caps, L-O-R-D, Lord, it means Yahweh. I am that I am from chapter 3 of Exodus, when God introduces himself to Moses at the burning bush. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And with that, I'll wrap up and leave you today with this incredible reminder. So simple it is to get into God's word. No matter what day it is, pick the day and read that chapter. If it's May 1st, like it is today, read chapter 1 of Proverbs. Meditate on it. Ask God to give you wisdom. Return to having a fear of the Lord and respect and an awe for him. Ask him to show you what that looks like more and more in your life every day. I pray that as you get into his word, as you commit to putting aside anything that would distract you from his word, put aside the devotionals, put aside the self-help books, just open up God's word, pray, ask for wisdom, ask for understanding, trust the Holy Spirit, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I'm really glad that you're able to be with me here today. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe, like, and follow, and be with us again as we share the next time I get together with you. Know, as always, that you are loved and you are prayed for. I'll see you back here, or I will hear from you back here again real soon. Bye-bye for now.